When you ask Californians what they think of the state's economy, their outlook isn't very optimistic.
With taxes being out of control, I would not really open a business.
So I'm on unemployment, and all of a sudden the checks aren't coming in.
You can be in a place where things are really, really richy, and you walk a half a block, and things go all the way downhill.
When you ask a room full of business people, the response isn't much cheerier. At today's California Public Finance Conference, one speaker asked the room, what are the odds LA will get its football stadium? The response was pretty grim, and it didn't get much better on subjects of high-speed rail, prisons, unemployment, or immigration issues. Mayor Eric Garcetti delivered the keynote at today's conference, and other politicians were there to convince investors that California is worth consideration.
California is very well placed for the future. I know that everyone has been thinking about our challenges recently, but you know, we have a great workforce, we have a great climate, we have a lot of industries, we're a big economy.
That's Irina Asmundson. She's the chief economist for the California Department of Finance. She spoke at the conference in front of hundreds of people, most of them in business suits and most of them wearing name tags with logos for U.S. Bank, Citibank, Goldman Sachs, and a lot of other influential businesses. She thinks they should look at California as a good opportunity.
There are jobs being created in California. We do see other indicators that seem to imply that the economy is getting a little bit better.
But even while the economy might be picking up in some ways, other economic predictors tell a different story. Just last week, U.S. Census data revealed poverty continues to increase in the city of L.A. It's now about 17%. And the state's unemployment rate is close to 9%. Miguel Santana, chief administrative officer for the city of L.A., admits things aren't perfect.
Well, we're moving in the right direction. The challenge is it's not everybody's benefiting from it. And the gap between rich and poor is getting wider and wider, not just here, but around the country. And that's something that we should be concerned about.
One thing both Santana and Asmundson believe will be attractive about California for potential investors, our location. Both say California is perfectly situated between emerging economies in East Asia and Latin America. Catherine Davis, Annenberg Radio News.